I thank the gentleman for yielding. Mr. Speaker, I rise in opposition of House Res 79. A glorified press release that the majority is having this chamber spend time on at another yet underwhelming legislative week. At a time when the country expects its leaders in Washington to look forward, this House majority is looking backwards. When our country expects solutions, they're using this chamber to settle political scores. As hundreds of thousands of Americans painfully experienced, portions of our federal government were shut down for 35 days, a shameful record under this majority's watch. It was a shutdown that never had to happen. Let's recall last December when this House passed an appropriations bill that would have funded the government, secured the border, and provided disaster assistance to the millions affected by hurricanes and fires. And most importantly, it was a bill that would have been signed into law. And this occurred under the then Leader Pelosi declared in the Oval Office earlier that month that our House majority couldn't pass such a bill. That legislation went to the Senate, and alas, Senator Schumer stopped it. And in doing so, once again, Senator Schumer shut this government down. From the moment Senator Schumer blocked consideration of that appropriation bill, President Trump and congressional Republicans offered solution after solution after solution after solution to solve the challenge. In all, the president offered four reasonable solutions to end the shutdown and secure the border. The Democrats never offered one. In fact, they went on vacation and political fundraisers to Puerto Rico. They littered this chamber with messaging bills that didn't come close to solving the problem and would never be signed into law. Mr. Speaker, I want to focus on the very last solution the president offered. I want to focus on it because it met Democrats halfway. It was the truest form of compromise this town has seen in quite some time. It would have secured portions of the border with barriers, and it would have provided certainty to the very communities that my friends on the other side of the aisle have stood on this floor for countless hours to claim they want to help. Instead, Mr. Speaker, the actions of this majority, when presented that opportunity and following the shutdown, it tells you all you need to know about who they truly want to help. You know who they want to help? Themselves. After the president signed a three-week continuing resolution, the speaker gloated with a presidential-style enrollment ceremony. Democrats marveled at her exercise of raw political motivation. And many in the media responded like they were beat reporters from their hometown team. This all sounds like a historic event. What exactly was everyone celebrating? They were celebrating nothing. They were celebrating achieving nothing. They were celebrating the status quo that suits their political interest and personal pursuits of self-righteousness. A status quo that causes pain and suffering for Americans across this country. And here are just a few examples. There has been 266,000 criminal aliens arrested in the last 2 years. This includes charges of convictions of 100,000 assaults, nearly 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings. 300 Americans die every week from heroin, and more than 90% of heroin comes from across the southern border. And roughly 10,000 children are being smuggled into the U.S. every year to be sold for human trafficking. And they are celebrating a status quo that leaves 700,000 DACA-designated individuals unsure about their future. It was the best display of politics that this country is sick and tired of seeing. Zero-sum politics, and nothing ever changes. Well, I'd like to spend some time and reflect on Americans and their families who may not have been celebrating the status quo preserved by this majority. Jerry David. Sherry David. Deputy Josie Greenhouse Fox. Pierce Corcoran. Officer Singh. Clinton Howe. Robert Page. Justin Lee. Ellie Bryant. Grayson Hacking. Dominic Durden. Edwin Jackson. Grant Ronnebeck. Kenneth Scott Mall. Officer Kevin Will. Sergeant Brandon Mendoza. Sergeant Corey Ride. Josh Wilkerson. Spencer Galovec. Kate Steinley. Detective Michael Davis. Deputy Danny Oliver. Bob Berry. Parker Moore. Officer Andy Chavez. Lauren Bump. Louise Solowin. Serenity Reddy. Vanessa Pham. Kathleen Byham. Agent Brian Terry. Officer Henry Kenanolis. Donald May. Brianna Schellner. Amanda Thomas. Jennifer Lee Hampton. Officer Andrew Weidman. Officer Rodney Johnson. Buddy Mason. Adrian Shelley. Molly Tibbetts. Ronald De Silva. Sarah Root. Drew Rosenberg. Kara Willingham. Oscar Navarro. Margaret Kostanik. Andreas Duran. Rock Jones. Michael Grubbs. These are just 50 names of Americans whose lives have been lost to illegal immigration. They no longer have their voice, but we can and must be their voice today. And if these names sound familiar, it's because we heard them on the news. Also, I'd like to reflect on others who certainly weren't celebrating the status quo. The names may sound familiar because these are the same individuals that then Leader Pelosi set a record on this floor just a year ago in February. More than 8 hours defending the passion of DACA and shutting the government down. Vanessa Rodriguez, Anna Sanchez, Juan Escalante, Cesar Vargas, Nicole Robles, Jacqueline Romo, Andrea Cibrea, Cesar Espinoza, Denise Rojas, Ray Panetta, Kelly, Crystal, Carlos, Marianne, Brittany, Hugo, Fernando, Javier Norez, Marco Dorado, Myra, Fernanda Herrera, Emily, Claudia, Bruna, Cynthia Sanchez, Jose Constillo, Hugo Alexander Acosta, Deanna Candela, Luis Galvin, Hector Rivera Suarez, Delilah Medina, Juan Carlos Navarra, Patricia, Maria Pravli, Jose Manuel, Carlos Emmanuel Diaz, Luis Roberto Isara, Sofia de la Varga, Novella Valdemar, Gloria Alonso, Yuri Hernandez, Oscar Cornejo Jr., Ashley Labadrid, Gladys, Deanna Joseph, Miriam Ocho Garbe, Han Yon Lee. Mr. Speaker, as this House adjourns for the week today, after just one rule bill, I implore my colleagues to take some time and think deeply about these individuals, their families, and what our country stands for. It certainly isn't this political stunt by this majority, and it certainly isn't the status quo they are so proud to protect. As members of the U.S. House of Representatives, we are a very small group with a very large responsibility. The burden on us 435 Americans is to represent 325 Americans faithfully, to work together so tomorrow is better than today. Let us not let these political distractions get in the way of our duty. Instead, let's actually work together to give the voice to the voiceless. I yield back.